the future and you with global thinker Maurice Missile on Albany 783 Triple M.
Hey Maurice, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. Happy morning, everyone.
So in light of what's been going on with the Australian government and the social media giants at the moment trying to remove crime-related videos, could we go a step further than just removing videos? How would it work if we just ditch social media altogether?
Quite a strange question. In one way, an incredible thing to ask because, you know, social media seems to be everywhere. It seems to be all around us. We all seem to be entrenched in it. You know, 12 years ago, I was batting people off a stage and in corporate boardrooms who all said social media was a nonsense. Who wants it, who needs it, I haven't got time for it, I've got to get on with life. In 12 years, it has become so central to almost half the world's population, because that's what the figure is. About 4.6 billion people use social media every day out of a total world population of 7 billion. That's in the last decade alone. Phenomenal. So the answer is we've only just invented it relatively. It's been around for 20 or 30 years, for most people 10. Anything that young, you think you could kill it. You think you could stop it or find something else to do with it. And there are other things, because I think actually social media is disappearing anyway and going to become something else. But the big question now is, how do we stop this thing? Do we want to stop it? And the answer is, of course, we could if we wanted to, because some regimes around the world, dictatorial regimes, have literally killed the pipes. There is no internet easily found by people, so there's no social media found by people.
It feels like almost an impossible task. Is there any way of making it work?
Well, there is. I mean, it depends on how far we want to go. So we've talked already about regimes around the world that either limit it or stop it. So that's by legislation. We could culturally change it, and that's a much harder thing to do. So as a society, we could decide it has no importance or something we don't really value, and we could ignore it. That's hard, but it could be done. In cultures, we've done it before. Or we could use technology to overcome it. We could use what it is to overcome it and evolve it into something that is different or more like what we want. Because at the end of the day, all that social media is a way of transmitting information about people to people. And that's something as humans we've always needed, but we haven't always done it this way.
Do you see there being any viable replacements?
Yeah, there is. And I think we're actually growing it at the moment. You know, this big thing about AI, artificial intelligence, and the way that we're seeing what big term social media is becoming now. Big term social media is about centralized communication. In other words, we use a Facebook, we use a LinkedIn, we use a Twitter, and everybody gets into that space and out of that space. But what we're seeing now is the growth of decentralized social media, which are smaller portals, which are communities that are growing up, which are groups that are using social media just amongst themselves. This decentralized will actually be a new phenomenon, and now I think will actually overtake social media. It has its own issues, but it is one form of it. And also, we hope that AI, we can train artificial intelligence to get cleverer at taking down things that are morally objectable by that society or that are deemed by the laws to be unobjectable. So there are things we can do and will do, and social media will change to become. But all the social media we use today doesn't look anything like it used to look 10 years ago. Facebook just isn't anything like it was. LinkedIn is nothing like it was. Twitter is nothing like it was. They've all evolved and all changed, and they will continue to do that.
Do you think it's realistic for particularly the Australian government in regards to the stabbings over East to try and take away those videos?
I think it's absolutely morally imperative that we try and take away those videos. And that's where it gets really difficult in this argument, because we look at a single activity and, of course, we say that should not be transmitted in any form or shape to anybody ever, full stop. But then you take it to its broader context, which is, what is censorship? Who has the right to decide what's right and wrong? Look around the world again at different regimes, different dictators, different people, different places. And do they get to decide what's correct for their society? So I'm always in the quandary. On a specific example, the answer is yes. But on a broader context, do I want to give that right to politicians across the board to decide what's right and wrong for me? Most probably not.
I think this is only the very beginnings of a much larger conversation, but thank you for having this chat today.
A pleasure, and you're right. Let's keep talking about it, because we've got to get it right. Have a great week, everyone.
Maurice Mizzle, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com. Albany's 783 MMM.